Good morning, everybody, and happy Thanksgiving. This is Scott Morozek in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Advance Auto Glass and More for windshield replacement, stone chip repair, and installation, as well as Boss Snow and Custom Shower, Boss Snow Plows and Custom Shower Glass Enclosure Sales. See Advance Auto Glass and More just south of Bad Axe on Bad Axe Road. The Human Development Commission has been awarded $850,000 in grants to provide residential lead hazard control services across Huron, Tuscola, Sanilac, Lapeer, and Bay counties. The Michigan Department of Health and Human Services announced the multi-county grant as part of more than $8 million in statewide funding aimed at protecting families from lead exposure in their homes. The Thumb Region allocation ranks among the larger awards distributed to communities across Michigan, trailing only metropolitan areas such as Detroit, Battle Creek, and Muskegon. Eligible households with at least one Medicaid-enrolled resident can receive lead inspection, risk assessment, permanent removal or encapsulation of lead-based paint, removal of pre-2014 plumbing fixtures containing lead, soil remediation, and temporary relocation during abatement work. The funding, provided through Michigan's Children's Health Insurance Program, must be used by September 30th of 2026. MDHHS Director Elizabeth Hartell said the initiative targets vulnerable populations to reduce health risks associated with lead contamination in residential properties. Downtown Cass City is ready for the holiday season. The Village Council approved hiring professional artists to create a winter wonderland on windows in the downtown area, especially the windows of businesses that are vacant. Six brush monkeys from Ann Arbor were hired to paint whimsical and landscape winter scenes on windows. The paint the artists used is long-lasting and weather-resistant, so their original designs will last until spring, which is when the next window washing is scheduled. The funding to pay for the artists came from the village's community promotion tax levy and the Downtown Development Authority. Besides adding a touch of whimsical beauty, the window murals will also incorporate a unique item or character as a component for a scavenger hunt with prizes for winners. The forms for the scavenger hunt are available at the municipal building or online at casscity.org. The entries must be submitted by December 8th. AAA is reviving its tow-to-go service over the long Thanksgiving weekend to offer free rides home for impaired drivers and their vehicles in Michigan and 10 other states. The safety initiative runs through 6 a.m. Monday and is open to anyone, not just AAA members. Tow-and-go is intended as a last resort option for motorists who realize they are too impaired by alcohol or drugs to drive safely but still need to get themselves and their vehicles home. The program provides a free tow and ride home for the driver and their vehicle within a 10-mile radius. Drivers who believe they are not safe to drive can call 1-855-286-9246 to request a truck during the program's operating hours. AAA emphasizes that tow-to-go is a backup safety net rather than a pre-planned ride service, so no advance reservations are accepted. AAA's Auto Club Group says the program aims to reduce holiday crashes by removing impaired drivers from the road while still getting their vehicles home. Over the last 25 years, Tow2Go has provided about 25,000 free tows, reflecting its longstanding role as a holiday safety measure. And we will be right back.
Discover the power of Boss Snowplows at Advanced Auto Glass and More in Bad Axe. When winter strikes, be ready to take on the elements with confidence. This is Dave Soule. Our high-quality Boss snow plows and salters are built to handle the toughest snow and ice, ensuring smooth and efficient snow removal. From residential driveways to commercial properties, we've got the right Boss snow plow for every need. Don't let winter slow you down. Equip your vehicle with the Boss snow plow from Advanced Auto Glass and stay ahead of the storm. Visit us today at Advanced Auto Glass, just south of Bad Axe across from Thumb Area Transit. Come experience the reliability and performance of Boss snowplows.
Two West Virginia National Guard members who deployed to the U.S. Capitol have been shot just blocks from the White House in a brazen act of violence that the mayor characterized as a targeted attack. The FBI director and Washington's mayor said the Guard members were hospitalized Wednesday in critical condition. A suspect who was in custody also was shot and had wounds that were not believed to be life-threatening. Officials say the 29-year-old is an Afghan national who entered the U.S. in 2021 through Operation Allies Welcome. That was a Biden administration program to evacuate and resettle tens of thousands of Afghans after the U.S. withdrawal from the country. And Israel has returned the bodies of 15 Palestinians following Hamas's return of the remains of an Israeli hostage. The exchange is part of the first phase of the U.S. brokered ceasefire. Meanwhile, Turkish, Qatari, and Egyptian mediators met in Cairo on Tuesday to discuss the next steps. The next phases of the truce include deploying an armed international stabilization force and developing an international body to govern Gaza. But violence continued in Gaza as well as in the West Bank, where Israel said it was conducting a broad counterterrorism operation on Wednesday. And that is your Thumb Broadcasting News update for this hour, and it was brought to you by Advance Auto Glass and More for windshield replacement, stone chip repair, and installation, as well as Boss Snow Plows and custom shower glass enclosure sales. See Advance Auto Glass and More just south of Bad Axe on Bad Axe Road. And remember, you can get news stories like these and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net. And I have three obituaries to mention this morning. Eugene Butch Ignash, 94, Philian, passed away peacefully on November 23rd. He was born on May 13th, 1931 in Kindy. He married Virginia Wisneski on October 21st, 1950. He is survived by his children, Dale, Rachel, Kenneth, four grandchildren, and three great-grandchildren. Per Eugene's wishes, cremation has taken place. He will be buried with his wife, Virginia, at St. Mary's Cemetery in Dwight Township at a later date. Memorial service will be held on December 11th at St. Mary's of Setauchua Church, Annunciation of the Lord's Parish, Dwight Township, Kinney, Michigan. Visitation will be before the service from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. at the church. Memorials may be offered to in the name of St. Mary of Setauchua Church, Annunciation of the Lord's Parish. Condolences may be shared at mcalpinefuneralhome.com. Linda Luella Crone, age 71, of Elkton, passed away Saturday, November 22nd. Linda was born December 2nd, 1953. She is survived by her mother, Anne Marie Ba Crone, siblings, Richard, Sally, Robin, sister-in-law, special friends, Diane Schaefer, Al Baker, and many nieces and nephews. The family wishes to extend heartfelt thanks to all friends and loved ones for their support. May her memorial be eternal. Funeral services will be held Monday, December 1st at Ransford Funeral Home and Cremation Services in Pigeon at 7 p.m. with visitation from 1 p.m. until the time of service. Memorials may be offered to the Family Discretionary Fund, care of Robin Elliott. The family was assisted in these arrangements by the Ransford Funeral Home in Pigeon. Friends may share memories, thoughts, and prayers online at ransfordfuneralhome.com. Betty Lou Shoemaker, age 97, of Harbor Beach, passed away Sunday, November 23rd. She was born on February 17th, 1928, in Harbor Beach. She was preceded in death by her husband, Marcus, parents Herman and Mamie Tegeson, and brothers James and sister Shirley. Funeral Mass for Betty will be Saturday, November 29th at 11 a.m. at Our Lady of Lake Huron Catholic Church of the Holy Name of Mary Parish. Burial will follow in the OLLH Church Cemetery. Visitation will be on Saturday at the church from 10 a.m. until time of services at 11 a.m. Memories can be shared at RamseyFuneralHome.com, RamseyFH.com.